Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, it's a new beginning, and we're talking about Parshat
Bereishit, and we certainly are a new beginning, Elliot, and I hope it's a good year for everyone. The main thrust of Parshat Bereishit, which is really the main thrust of the Torah, is that the world has a creator. The world somehow didn't just happen. And that basic premise is really the foundation for all of Judaism, I think for all faiths, and it's the foundation for moral behavior in the world, because otherwise there really is no reason to be different than the animals. And sometimes we resemble them. In the earlier times, in the times of the Greeks, and even in other times, there was great debate as to whether or not the world always existed, quote-unquote, whether there was a beginning, whether or not, so to speak, time, the world existed together with gods. And there's much philosophical ink that has been spilled discussing the matter. I think today, even though science keeps on changing, I think that today, though, there's a great deal of physical evidence that there was a beginning. And the mere fact that the Torah does not describe for us how that beginning took place, what it means, let there be light. How was there light? I mean, let the animals come into being. The Torah is, I think, purposely vague on all of those things, because it really doesn't go to the heart of our issue. We're curious about it. And whatever physics will be able to discover for us, I am sure we'll appreciate. But that's not the issue. That's not our issue. Our issue is that since the world had a beginning, that it was created, then there must be a creator. And once there's a creator, then there must be a purpose. And once there must be a purpose, so then there are certain demands and responsibilities that are placed upon all of us that inhabit this world and then are part of the universe. And that really is the basic lesson of Bereishis, and that we find that the story of Adam and Chava is really the story of whether we are willing to accept our responsibilities or not. And if we're not, then there are consequences. There's a world that has consequences.
So you are not a literalist. Yeah. Judaism.
Well, it's not that I'm not a literalist. It's that all the commentators of Judaism are not literalists in that sense. Now, God could have created the world in 6 days. God could have created the world in 6 seconds. God could have taken 60 million years. That's God's business. I have no idea. But that's not the matter of faith that's involved. The matter of faith that's involved is that there was a creator and that there is a God and that certain moral implications stem from that knowledge. And therefore, the Torah tells us in Parshat Bereishit the first murder in the world and why murder is wrong. Well, why should murder be wrong? He wants my field. I'll kill him. Why should he, I'm insulted. I'll kill him. Why not? But I think that that's the constant refrain. God speaks to man. What do you mean God speaks to man? There's an echo within us of the fact that there is a God, that there was a creator, that we are responsible, that we do have a moral conscience, and we have to somehow behave according to it. And the entire struggle of civilization is to try to realize any benefit for human life out of this type of understanding. Now, we have seen all the despotic and murderous regimes in the world essentially rejected these ideas. There are two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is that there is no God, and therefore you can do whatever you want, which is Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, etc. The second way of looking at it is that there is a God, but that I know exactly what God wants, and I can justify anything in the name of God, which to a great extent is the Islamic terrorist viewpoint of the world that we have to endure, and the idea that the church had for centuries and centuries on end is that, you know, like, we own God. We know what God wants, right? And anybody that doesn't agree with us, so we can, we're entitled to destroy it. Judaism does not take either of those opinions seriously. And we take it seriously because it affects us, but we don't take it seriously as a viewpoint. We don't know God's mind. We only know what God told us. We only know what our responsibilities are. And past that, there's a line. Maimonides says the finite can never understand the infinite. We accept that. And by accepting that, I think then we're able to push civilization ahead instead of hindering it. We're able to be a positive force. We're able, so to speak, to continue the struggle to get back to the Garden of Eden. Man is thrown out of the Garden of Eden simply because of the fact that he didn't want to accept the responsibility of being there. So now we'll... Now we're in the responsibility of being out of there, which is a greater responsibility. So I think that that's the important part of Parshat Bereishit, and that's really the first Rashi in the Torah, that why does the Torah begin with a story? Why doesn't the Torah, it's a law book, the Torah should begin somewhere else. It's not logical, and the answer is because the Torah wants to tell us that there is a creator, and that this world had a beginning. And that because of that creator, and the creator has not abandoned the world, but still guides it, so to speak. And therefore, many things that otherwise really make no sense now have a background, and they now have a perspective. And we know how to behave in that such a world. And there are basic rules for civilization and basic rules for the Jewish people. And by not conforming to those rules, there are consequences. We are driven out of the Garden of Eden. So I think that that's the idea of the Chumash Bereishis, of all of the Torah generally, but certainly of this Parsha Bereishit.
Let me just sneak in one quick question before we leave Bereishit, which is such a fascinating Parsha among all the
chock full of nuts, yes.
Would you prefer the translation of the opening Pasuk of Bereishis as in the beginning God created, or in the beginning of God's creating?
Well, if you say in the beginning, you know, of God's creating, I think that that is much more true to what the Hebrew really means.
Harmonious with the actual Hebrew.
Right, with what actually means. Because in the beginning of what?
Right.
And the beginning presupposes that there's a middle and an end and everything. It's a tough word.
All right. Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Bereishit. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.